manipulated fifth grade student into changing gender without parents' consent, which drove her to consider suicide, lawsuit claims. It was only after the girl, 9, drew suicidal images that her parents found out. Teacher Deborah Rosenquist was calling her Leo and using he-him pronouns. Superintendent Jennifer J. Quinn and Terryville Road Elementary School Principal Anna Marie V. Skiov admitted they knew about Rosenquist's antics. So we'll just look at this.
Just so weird.
Yeah.
What is going on, men? It is your boy, Crimson. I mean, look at that chick. Is it any fucking wonder why that poor young girl thought of, you know, was played victim to by this fucking wildebeest? Here's the thing. My favorite part of this, I'm not a big Tim Pool fan ever since he was on the fence about the COVID shot, saying that it was safe. But the reason why I bring up this video is because it reminded me of a video that Hammerhand made where it was a guy and, you know, guy was fit and so was his wife. And she was making something and he kind of just looked over her. He reached over, you know, kind of like went over her, opened up the cupboard, grabbed something. Walked away. The girl turned around, kind of confused, like, what the fuck? And then she, you know, kind of was confused by it, befuddled. And then the guy kind of looked over her, looking at what she was doing, and then just walked away again. And she says, "What is your problem?" And he said, "What are you talking about? I don't have a problem." And he walked away again. She said, well, there's something got to be wrong with you. Like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, "Why? What do you mean?" And she turns around and he slaps her on the ass and fucking just grabs a whole chunk of her cheek. And he goes, "Did you want that?" And then she smacks him on the arm and the guy runs over to the camera. And she sees that she was being recorded and she says, "You were like, you're so stupid, right?" And Hammerhand, he's taking a bite out of an apple. And he's like, "Huh, that's interesting. She knew that there was something wrong. Interesting." That video forever fucking changed me. That video fucked with my head for so long. And I looked at women in a completely different light after that. Let's go back to this article.
Yeah. Whoa, I'm so...
Let's look at the headline. New York teacher manipulated a fifth grade student into changing genders without parents' consent. Which
student into
drove her to consider suicide, lawsuit claims. It was only after the girl, 9, drew suicidal images that her parents found. Her parents found out. Teacher Deborah, I'm not even gonna read, was calling her Leo, and using him/her pronouns. You know, my ex-girlfriend told me that her ex-husband was controlling. And, you know, the guy went to drugs, ended up on the street, and they said, and she told me that the last time she picked him up, you know, she found him out in the middle of the street, picked him up because that was the father of her kids. Try to better his life. The guy was so fucking brain scrambled. She had to release him back into the wild. And the guy, you know, wanders till this day, aimlessly on drugs, trying to unfuck himself. you know, after she and I broke up, I hit the bottle hard, wondering if I was the problem. Wondering what the fuck I did wrong. This push-pull of, like, I hate her, I love her, I hate her, I love her. And, you know, a friend of mine, I don't really like talking about my friends, but his situation's very unique. Or, excuse me, ununique to mine. You know, girl cheated on him, comes back into his life, and suddenly he became controlling. I hear another story about a woman who breaks up and, excuse me, cheats on her fiance. They get married and he becomes controlling. And then he breaks the marriage off just a couple months later because she wants fucking her female time. She wants her girls' night out. She puts up a stand, right? She fucks up, she puts up a stand. Unfucking real. So this is what I'm saying, man. These women know that they're fucking with your head. They know that they're fucking breaking boundaries, and they know that they're pushing limits, and they know what they're doing. They sit there and social engineer all this bullshit. And they drive a man to drugs. Me? I was close to suicide. They drive a man to fucking lose his mind. And then they turn around and say, like, well, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong. It sickens me, man. I see this so often. It makes me so sick to my stomach. I see this shit every fucking day. And I don't know what. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I'm just seeing a pattern here. And they all have that wild Jezebel spirit in common. Something to certainly think about. In any case, I just wanted to point this out. Because I see this so often now. It's like kids committing suicide now at an alarming rate. You know, my ex-girlfriend's kids included, the last time she and I got back together, she told me that her middle son was so depressed that, you know, she found pills in his drawer. She said it's because of his pains in his body, and I laughed and I said, she believed him, of course, and I laughed and I said, it's not pains for his body. Pain for his fucking soul. There's something going on, and he's afraid to tell you because he's afraid that what you're going to say is going to be dismissive. It's going to make him think that he's just got a problem and he's just got to toughen up. These women are well aware of the fucking problems that they're causing. They just don't care. Guard your heart.